Yeah.
Be a slow and deliberate elliptical.
Oh, now there.
Gene Simmons.
Yeah. Still made up in my
mind to stay. That's an old,
Kiss?
That's an old, old song. Nothing was gonna drive me away. Ain't no Hank gonna drive me out, right? You know what he used to say?
Yeah.
Uh-huh. Had
one big eye and a two big feet. Yeah.
Yeah, anyway.
Ah, now that's their music.
You know it.
That's music.
Sunday is Halloween.
Mm-hmm.
Let me see. I got something here like the Census Bureau has number. What does the Census Bureau do? Do we pay for that?
Well, they send out census people, in costume.
Census Bureau has estimated 36 million children between the ages of 5 and 13, 13's too old, put on costumes and went trick-or-treating last Halloween. They said the information from 09 suggests that kiddos had 111.3 million occupied dwellings to choose from. They'll still ask, are you from this neighborhood? The report said 931 million pounds of pumpkins were produced.
Really?
Yeah.
That's a patch of pumpkins right there.
It is.
Yeah.
And it says here that, just so you know, for the entire year in 2009, how many pounds of candy do you think per capita we consumed?
11 billion.
Yeah, that's right. How did you know?
My capita.
Yeah.
My own personal capita.
It says 24 pounds.
Oh.
That's a lot, isn't it?
Yeah.
That sounds like
a big
number to me. Not sure, but...
I keep finding candy that I just can't say no to. That's my problem.
Uh-oh.
It hasn't happened. Thankfully, it hasn't happened this Halloween. I mean, we've had a bag of Halloween candy, and I am proud to say that at least right now...
Yeah.
48 hours...
Yeah.
In advance.
Yeah.
I have not, and it's been sitting there a while.
Is it good candy or is
it's name brand stuff, man.
Yeah,
It's not even the little peanut butter stuff in the orange and black wrapper that's been the same batch that since I was trick-or-treating.
All right. Does anybody really eat that taffy that's wrapped in orange and black paper? Or do you just kind of work through that and throw it away?
I think by the time, if you get to that, either A, they've had they waited too long and that's all that was left, or
yeah.
B, they just don't care, but they're just kind of playing along so you don't TP their house or something.
Yeah. There's a company out there that's paying salaries and I'm guessing people are making money, and is anybody really consuming that junk?
I don't know.
Yeah. And the other thing is, and we have some here at the radio station, you can walk into Elisa's office.
Your favorite.
She's got a
candy
bowl
corn.
Of candied corn. Now, I mean, I know several of my coworkers, and I just
you know a few.
Yeah. Do I want to be reaching in there? And I just, not anything against the people I work with. It's just the idea of this.
So do you take a spoon and a cup in there with you?
I don't know.
It's not that you're elitist. You're just elitist.
Yeah, no. It's just a matter, and I don't eat candied corn anyway, but I'm just.
Excuse me. It's not that you're elitist. You're just stuck up.
Yeah, that's it. Do you want to reach in there and get some jelly beans or whatever? Hello?
Does candy corn actually digest in our digestive tract?
No, it doesn't. No,
I think it builds
stays
up
there forever.
Yeah. I think it's worse than chewing gum.
Actually, it's with the chewing gum and the fingernails. It's all caught in your appendix.
See, now you didn't have to go there.
Okay, well, I'm just saying that is where it is. So now that you know, when you get your appendix out, if you've eaten a lot of candied corn, it's going to
It's
going to look like a fat tick. There.
Thank you.
We're going to work that in every hour today because we just like fat tick. Anyway, and again, don't forget, as we discussed yesterday and the day before, there is a daddy tax there.
Mm-hmm.
If daddy's going to take you out, he needs to, quote, look through your candy first to make sure he goes, oh, my gosh, I didn't know they made junior sizes of these.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, anyway. Don't give chocolate mints to kids. They don't like those. I mean, they really don't. They just don't. And, I mean, when was the last time you went someplace where they just had a bowl that had, like, jelly beans in it, just candy that was unwrapped? Do you want your kiddo reaching their hand in there? Huh?
Oh, sure. I mean, freaking germaphobes, man.
Nanny staters.
Wussification of America. When's it going to stop?
Well,
I mean, something's got to give,
the
man.
The next thing you know, you're going to let your kid drink out of the garden hose, and we can't have
that. Oh, my gosh.
Mess with me, I'll bathe him from the garden hose.
Yeah.
I did that for years, and I think I'm dead now.
Wait, did you hear what he said?
Yeah.
He's going to bathe them in the water. Get one of those.
Yeah, that happened too.
One of those nozzles. Yeah. Put them up against the garage door. And just
exactly.
Okay, so the observance.
You ain't bleeding. I believe you're all right.
The observance of soap.
Yeah, power wash those kids.
Dang right. Yeah. Go down there and rent one of those things that cleans the driveway, and then get jacked and just lay down right there and get at it. Right.
Oh yeah.
Well, the last time we went through a car wash tunnel. I asked Reagan if she wanted to sit on top.
Yeah.
She didn't take me up on that.
Oh, she didn't like it?
No,
yeah.
She didn't like that.
Yeah,
okay.
Yeah, that's when that big brush came over the top.
It was a brushless, thank you very much.
Oh, just getting a good spray. All right. All right, so the observance of Halloween, which dates back to Celtic rituals thousands of years ago, long been associated with images of witches and ghosts and devils and all that.
Oh, my.
Over the years, the Halloween costumes and rituals have changed dramatically. Today, many of the young and young at heart take it much more lightly than it used to be, like Christmas. This is to the point, according to the National Retail Federation, we were spending $5 billion in 1990 to nearly $6 billion this year. And, you know, a lot of it has to do with yard decorations. We drove by a house last night that was decorated in orange lights, which I'm guessing was for Halloween. You know, like, and they weren't little jack-o'-lanterns. They were just orange lights.
Well, they may have been faded red Christmas lights.
It could have been that. That's what Jackie said. You know, she said if you squint at them, they could be orange. They could be red. So, but the inflatable.
If you squint at them.
But, you know, you got the giant inflatable spider on the front.
She's got a visual of her sitting in the passenger seat peering.
Yeah, exactly.
Peering.
Yeah. Jack-o'-lanterns trace their origin to Irish folklore, where a man named Jack put a lit piece of coal in a hollowed-out turnip.
Hmm.
That's come a long way, hadn't it? Hey, morph that into something different.
All right, I can say this because I are one, but leave it to a Mick to put one in a turnip,
yeah.
Okay?
Yeah, well, it's what he found, okay? You know, it's what he had nearby. He didn't have a cask that he would waste, so he decided to use a turnip.
No, because that's a grounds for a flogging right
and
there.
Once again, what are you doing hollowing out a turnip?
Exactly.
Have you got nothing to do?
Those things are dense.
Yeah, this is...
Pumpkin's much easier. And I think that's what somebody finally said. It's like, hey, man, this is work.
Yeah, let's do this. This would be much better. All right. Hey, are you sleep deprived? Yeah, well.
Probably.
Yeah, where we are.
Who aren't? Yeah.
So why is it that two people can be equally sleep deprived and yet the next day one person ends up feeling more tired and listless than the other? Got a new study out. Researchers at the University of Pennsylvania School of Medicine found that healthy individuals who test positive for a common gene variant are sleepier and more fatigued after being sleep-deprived than people who don't. The variant is related to narcolepsy, which causes excess daytime sleepiness. Yeah, really. Our show can, too. But previous studies have shown that up to one-third of the people who test positive for the gene are considered normal, healthy sleepers. But if you're the thing is, we are horrible examples when it comes to that, just because our world is so different. And, you know, we bolt out of bed at 4 o'clock in the morning or whatever. And so our world, for us to get sleepy at 2 or 3 in the afternoon, probably not so unusual. But anyway, see, just like everything else, you're fat and sleepy and it's genetic. You have no control over it. That's something that the government's health care program will take care of.
You bet. But just, it'll be 2013.
That's right. Just check on there. I'm fat and sleepy. Help me at 2013. Hello? Thank you.
Hi, I'm August.